Shilaprabhat, morning walk talk, September 18, Monday, 1972, Los Angeles.
But what provision was made by our past generation?
Materially, no. No significant value in the material sense, but
everything's here. Huh? They made no provision, but everything was here.
So, you know, why their ancestors had to make provision for the future generation?
Well, they'll say that what we're enjoying now is a lot due to their work. The telephone was invented and developed, and the airplane
was alive. So. These provisions are not made by our past forefathers. We have done it. Is it not?
Well, they were begun and developed.
Yeah, when begun? When it was begun?
Well, say 80, 90 years ago.
80, 90 years. So 200 years ago, there is no provision.
Well, 200 years ago, they had the revolution for this United States, and they formed a separate country and a government and wrote a constitution.
And before that, there was no revolution. People are making their own arrangements. That's why we present history of India, thousands and millions of years. There was no revolution. How? The Vedic civilization in India was being conducted. Still, and the Vedic civilization, there was enough gold, enough jewel, enough silk, enough milk, grains, everything. You don't find in the Vedic history that people are making scientific research. But they do not accept the history of the Vedic civilization. Then there was no human being. Say 5,000, 10,000 years ago. That is their version.
Well, they said there were some civilizations, but nothing so developed as our information in the Vedic culture.
So where from this intelligence came? If there was no culture.
But so they were produced later on.
When?
I think most of the anthropologists, they say that the Vedas were produced within the last 4,000 years.
So? But that was only in India, why not in Europe? What is such a literature in Europe? Intelligent literature, philosophy, mathematics, calculation, information of the planet, everything is there.
Well, their theory is that civilization began around India and Iran, Tigris and Euphrates, and Egypt. Babylonia.
How many years?
I think that's between 3,000 and 5,000 years.
We don't have civilization. It's by record, history, literature. So So why is such defense lacking in these countries? There is no such defense in the world.
They don't even appreciate the equality of the Vedas.
Huh?
They don't appreciate the quality of the Vedas. They take it mostly as folklore, primitive.
Do not say that. Because the African side is not primitive. Then why they are reading Bhagavad Gita and Vedas? There are many scholars. They appreciate. The German people appreciate. Hitler was too much fond of Vedic civilization. He therefore marked his flag swastika. Why no appreciation? There is appreciation. And still, by comparison to the idea of modern civilization and the ideal presented there, one must appreciate. Vedic civilization, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. It's very scientific. If it is not scientific, then why modern young men, they are accepting it? It's nice. So by accepting this consciousness, you are going back to primitive stage. Are making advances.
Well, so far as if we consider dismantling the industrial technological advances, they're convinced they must have newer and newer machines, newer and newer technology, newer and newer medicines, more and more research. They consider this as manifest, as their manifesto.
More and more research saying, whatever you are doing, that is important. With their ideas, not everyone agrees. Then why the sects are known as hippies? They're not taking part in it. Also born in this country. Tendency is always not to accept Vedic authorities. And imitating them, Indians are also now declining to accept them. Our Krishna consciousness movement is higher based on Vedic authority. If people do not accept Vedic authority, that our movement has no sound foundation.
It becomes a threat to their way of life and their own authority, their own authority, to accept the Vedic authority. It's very difficult. Accept another authority other than your own talking authority is very difficult.
We have to accept in consideration of facilities of good and better, which is better.
Wouldn't a person have to be taken to some purification process before he could appreciate the Vedic authority at all?
Yes.
Very few people are doing that.
At least one who is accepting, accepting the Vedic authority.
Reasonings would be, why should we accept ancient Indian or Vedic history and look what's happened to India? They'll say, look what's happened to India.
Yes, you're actually looking. Your generation are going there, looking something better in India. Everywhere, Europe and everywhere, they want to go to India. Your forefathers also wanted to go to India, Columbus. Why? Why there? Still, big authors write that if you want to know philosophy, religion, you must go to India. Still, they write.
Those are not so interested in philosophy. They go to India and they say, look how much poverty there is. This is the result of their culture. Why should we follow this culture?
Actually, they do not go to see the poverty. They go to see Indian culture. But when they go, at the present moment, they see their poverty. That is the point. Actually, they go to see something better. The poverty in there and many other countries. Less than India. Why they do not go there? Why do they not go to Africa? Why they go to India?
Well, either one, they'll say though, it's like, why should we accept the African culture?
Africa, there is no culture. In Africa, they go to see the animals. Not for culture. But they go to India. Even our god brother in Germany, when he first came to India, so he said that I have come to India for understanding God.
He said,
I'm speaking 40 years before.
India is also very enchanting for just a materialist to go looking at the fine form.
So materially, India is not advanced like those countries.
See, most scientists aren't very philosophically disposed. If we tell them of the super excellency of the Vedic culture, they'll say, well, look at India now.
India now, they have given up Vedic culture for the last 1,000 years, being foreign. Dominated, they've lost their culture. They have been taught, British has especially, from the very beginning in the school, they used to teach that you had no civilization. After the British has come here, you are becoming civilized. That was their propaganda. And they became victim to this propaganda. The higher circles began to drink wine, hunt after prostitutes. Regularly it was propaganda. There was a grocer's shop in Waterloo Street, in Calcutta, that was formerly known as Rani Mudini's lane. This Rani Mudini was supplied English wines. He supplied free to the aristocratic section. I know in our childhood days there was vigorous propaganda for drinking tea. Otherwise Indians did not know how to drink tea. Smoking cigarettes, you know. These were taught to them. Similarly, anything Indian, that is useless. Just like our Jawaharlal Nehru. He was made in London, and he thought that anything Indian, that is useless.
They would say, and that indicates that that culture wasn't strong because it became dominated.
It was the best culture. You rascal demons took advantage of it. Because they are so simple, anyone was welcome. But they welcomed some pickpockets, rogues, and that's what their culture was. They are rare. Giham Shatrum Api Pratam Vishastam Makutupa. India has